How many of us have looked at the mirror this morning? I did. Well, I would suspect most of us, at some point each day, if it's not in the morning, it will be some point during the day that we look at the mirror. You know, sometimes even, you know, at the lift lobby or even just a glass that you kind of just have a quick glance of ourselves. Now, we may check our hair, our makeup, our teeth, or our clothes. Now, mirrors show us what we look like. While it may be important to know what we look like, it is more important to know who we are. Not just what we may look like, but actually who we are. Now, the transfiguration story this morning of Christ show us who we are. And I will unpack that a little bit further along. It reveals our origin, our identity, and our purpose. It shows us a condition or a way of living that we could consider and follow. It talks about the cloud. There's a presence of God among the clouds. But the cloud, while on many occasions talks about the presence of God, there are also dark clouds, clouds that we may not welcome at all. And it also shows the darkness of this world. Remember, in the city of, back in 1945, Hiroshima in Japan, there was a cloud, right? But it was the mushroom cloud that has brought death to people. So we have a contrast, the cloud, the presence of God, but there are also dark clouds that are not good for people and us. Now, at times, it seems that our world needs some transformation, needs some transfiguring, needs some change in people's lives. You just have to look around today and say, I wish some people would go away, disappear or something, and that the world may be a better place. Who knows? Now, the transfiguration story invites us to wipe off our sleepy eye, just as the disciples did. They were awakened. They were startled. They have to wipe off their sleepy eyes. And sometimes we need to do that to be awakened, to wipe off the sleepy eyes, to see for ourselves exactly what is happening around us and to the people. The transfiguration is a revelation of divine glory. We read it just from the book of the Gospel chapter. Divine glory of purity and holiness. And Jesus is not just merely a good teacher or a prophet. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God and he embodies the light of God in a dark world. So there is the divine glory revealed to us. And there is the appearance of Moses and Elijah. Moses representing law and Elijah, prophet. And their presence confirmed that Jesus is indeed the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. And both were there to witness Jesus. Then there's the voice of God. The voice of God. He says out of the cloud, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Listen to him. Now the voice of God from a cloud confirms Jesus' identity and authority. And that is exactly where our authority, identity, also relating to. But more importantly, what God says, listen to him. Listen to Jesus. This is a crucial message to all of us. That is why we need to speak Jesus into the lives of others, so that they would listen to Jesus. God is telling his disciple and us too to listen to the teaching of Christ, to trust in God's word, to obey his commands. Then disciples responded or reacted in the situation. And that speaks also of our own responses as well. Firstly, they reacted with fear and awe. They were terrified. What's happening? All this brightness, all this glory and everything. They were afraid. And when we are come into the presence of God, we too may feel afraid or in awe. But it is can be an awe-inspiring experience that will help us to strengthen our faith. And then Peter, as his usual self, kind of reacted in a very, very impromptu way and say, "Well, why don't we just stay up here? Isn't it good? Can we freeze the time? And can we just build shelters here and we stay up here? We don't have to worry about the things of the world. We don't have to worry about all the other stuff." It may sound good to begin with, but that is not God's purpose. That is not God's plan. And Peter got it wrong. And sometimes we might have got it wrong as well. So what can be our responses to this transfiguration? Do we speak to build our own shelters and keep Jesus to ourselves and stay where we are, or even a mountaintop experience? Or do we seek something more significant, more important? The disciples were told, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." But then, after this mountaintop experience, they have to go down back into the world to deal with many other issues and problems and even people. That is part of the process. So we cannot just stay on a mountaintop experience. While we were there, we may be strengthened. We may see the glory of God. But the purpose is actually where the world is, where the people are. People don't live on mountaintops. People often live in valleys of this world. You and I have seen maybe valleys along the way. That is the world that we are living in. We are living in a fallen world, a dark world, and there are many valleys. But out of this story tells us that we should not just linger on the mountaintop experience. While we enjoy that, but our purpose is to go back to the valleys and deal with life problems and issues, and how we may help and support one another. So what can we draw out of this whole story of transfiguration? First, seeing God's glory is incredible. I wish we can have that experience, that awesomeness, that brightness that suddenly comes across and the cloud that we cover. But we can. It may not be that kind of experience, but through the lives of others and even through our own lives, we can see the divine glory of God, the wonderful work that God is doing in each of our lives and in the lives of others, our family and friends and everybody else. We can, out of the creation, we can actually see even those fruit that we had early on. We can see the wonderful hands of God, the glory of God coming through fruits and the people around us. That we need to listen to Jesus. Now, that's a hard one, right? That's a hard one because people left in those days following Jesus because they found his teaching was too hard for the ear. But this is exactly the word that's given to them and to us. This is my son, I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. That is a challenge for all of us. Turn to the Word of God. Listen to teaching of Christ and follow Christ's command. Then, of course, we have to, in the end, face a challenge. The challenges we have, we may see in the valleys that we have. The Transfiguration reminds us that Jesus is always with us. He's with us at the mountaintop, but he's also with us in the valleys to help us through even the darkest moments. And the final one, I believe, is very crucial, is that we have to get off the mountaintop. We must not do this holy huddle, if you know what I mean, the holy huddle, just being, you know, all inward looking and so on. We need to break out. We need to go into the world, the valleys, so that we can share Christ with others. Now, if you read this story in Luke, subsequent, immediately after that, Jesus took his disciples back down to the valleys of the world. And what did they face? There was a boy who was demon-possessed, and he was suffering so much. And that, to me, it really brings it across to say, we can have the high experiences, but we also need to come back down to reality. Jesus and his disciples, immediately after this mountaintop experience, face this boy, his condition, his suffering, and all that. That's the world, that's the dark world, the broken world that we are living in. So we need to get off the mountaintop while we enjoy it there. Don't do what Peter suggests, but come back down to the world, to the valley, where we can be a light to the world. Shine the glory of Christ through our lives. We must descend from the mountain of spiritual experience and bring the light of Christ into the world and to the people around us. That we are, our purpose is called to witness for Jesus. Witness to Jesus. So, dear brothers and sisters, the Transfiguration is a powerful reminder of who Jesus is. God spoke those words directly. The Son of God, the fulfillment of God's promises. It also calls us to listen to him, to listen to Jesus, to follow Jesus, to allow Jesus' light to shine through us and have those wonderful fruit that we can actually share with people and share our lives with others. So, brothers and sisters, may we, like the disciples, be transformed by the glory of God, and may we bring that glory into the world that we live in. Amen.